This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time now, though, for Eric Baranchuk of the Green Bay Press Gazette to join us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And so, Eric, we were sitting here talking about, like, you know, dead weight going into this offseason and trying to remake this roster. We all know that 25% of the roster most likely isn't going to be back, and it's something that happens to football teams each and every year. So tell me who you think right now, if you had, say, the top three guys you had to make decisions on or maybe to cut loose for what it is that they're either making or maybe just not a great performance physically, who is it? Who's your dead weight?
Well, you know, I hate to say it, but I would say you probably got to start at right tackle. And, you know, the unfortunate thing is Bulaga is probably not even going to be off a pup until middle part of the year. I'm not so sure tie up that kind of money in him is the right direction, so I would probably start there. The second spot would dead weight. Great question. One of the receivers, either Cobb or Nelson, got to go. I just don't think they perform to that level. And they're going to have to find a guy in free agency, or they're going to have to – maybe they can find someone in the draft that can take the lid off of that thing. There's just not enough – straight line speed right now to create the separation that they need to do to make that offense work and create the space, probably more important. And then the third dead weight, you know, I'd have to look at that outside linebacker position. And, you know, he had the good year last year, but this year certainly, you know, back to the same old thing where he's injured constantly and did not perform. You know, when he's got two hands that are able to go, he seems pretty good. But I think Nick Perry's, I think that would be some dead weight there, in my opinion.
So moving forward, we know that, like you said, I think either Randall or Jordy are most likely not coming back, one of the two. We talked about Clay earlier today because there are immediately people who go, well, Clay's not the same Clay. And I agree with that. But I think for the money he's making, if you look at the numbers, you know, I mean, yeah, he had the hamstring and he's banged up and, you know, lost a few games. And I understand that. But a healthy Clay Matthews can still be disruptive. And when he's probably in the top three as far as your best defensive players for $11 million when you're paying Nick Perry more than that, I don't think you can afford to just cut Clay loose.
I don't either. I think for two reasons. You know, at the beginning part of the middle part of the season, I was probably in the other camp that, you know, maybe he goes. But I think for his to make his career long, which he's probably made enough money where he doesn't have to make it too much longer. But I mean, to extend his career, I think a move to inside would help. I think the other thing is with this D coordinator, we don't know what we're going to see. We can look back at old Jets film and see what's out there, what they did, and my guess is he'll utilize blitz packages a little bit differently, and that might help Clay Matthews get some additional sacks and some additional pressure on the quarterback. You can't deny how good he is against the run because he's pretty solid against the run. If you look at that defense, where you're going to run, you run at 52 because he's not as strong on the edge. But if you run away from him, you better block him because he's going to tackle you. And especially if it's something that's going to outside the A gap, you know, it's a B C gap run. You better make sure you get someone down there around his ankles, or he's gonna, you know, if he can get the inside edge, he is gonna chase you down, and he's really good at that. And I think just with the new coordinator and the new system coming in, I think you got to keep him at least one more year.
What defensively? Because I said outside edge rusher, move Clay to the middle. Blake Martinez progressed a lot this year. You know, and I said this kind of jokingly. I said, look, if it was A.J. Hawk making all these tackles, everybody would be saying, yeah, but they're 3 yards downfield. Who cares? How much did Blake Martinez have an impact defensively for this team?
Oh, tremendous. tremendous. And you know, if you look at it, let's just pretend Clay Matthews does move inside just for, you know, for grins. He's really good in coverage. You know, he's got ability. That's the part where 50, you know, is the liability, is the coverage area. I mean, I'm going to go back 2 years ago, Chicago, where Clay Matthews catches that ball in front of Martellus Bennett. A number of years ago against the Giants, he had that one that went down the sideline. You know, he's got long arms. He's got the ability to cover. And, you know, I like that there. And then you got your Martinez, who really, really stepped up. I mean, it's his rookie year. It's too bad that he got hurt because, you know, he's a football guy. He loves, he's just, you know, you can see it. When you are standing on the sideline at training camp and you see a guy, the first guy or two out there, and they're having a great time and they're working their tail off. I mean, you can just see the guys that are out there because they're good at it, and then there are guys that are out there because they love it. And he's one of those guys that's out there because he loves it. And I think he makes a lot of tremendously good reads in the running game. You know, his Achilles heel is being able to turn and get downfield to get some depth on that low hole where the Packers get throttled constantly with that crossing route with a tight end or a slot receiver.
Offensively speaking, how far away do you think, say, Geronimo Allison or Trevor Davis or even Jeff Janis are to making an impact? If you get rid of Cobb, Nelson, one or the other, or both, that means that you have to go to Geronimo, you have to go to Trevor Davis, you'll have to use Jeff Janis at some point. How far away are those guys, in honesty? I mean, because we know Davante Adams is emerged as your number one target, but how far away are the others?
I think they're quite a ways. What they need to have on the outs, the guy on the line, the other, you know, not the slot guy, but the guy who's going to be on the end of the line, that's the guy that's got to be able to take the lid off. Offensively, they're a tight end away, and they're a fast receiver away. And I don't think Trevor Davis is the guy. I think Allison is you know, I think he's a stopgap guy. He might be a four, you know, when you bring in your fourth receiver, you get in there. And Janis has got all the talent in the world. I just don't think he's got it under his left nipple to be able to get out there. Yeah, I strongly believe that whoever the other split end is going to be, or that guy's not on the roster right now. I don't see it. The perimeter guy has got to be someone who's going to be dynamic, going to be fast and get down the field and cause safeties to slide. They're going to have to call, you know, there needs to be that space between the second level of zone coverage and the safety and the deep safety. And the only way you can do that is with a fast guy and get a guy that's super fast and then run the ball. They got the running backs to be able to throw the ball to the backs. Seriously, that offense could be something very special if they can get a tight end who can run and get another outside perimeter guy who can get down the field and is smart enough to be able to read safety and read coverages and be able to break off when he needs to. Those guys, they're very, very close. And if they can commit to the run game and actually run the football consistently with one or two backs in the backfield or a back and a tight end in the backfield, that offense could be scary, very scary. I mean, it could be phenomenal. The hard part is going to be whether or not the guys on the sideline can commit to run the ball. And I think with Philbin there, that'll change. And I also believe that I don't think the guy who's the starting guy on the perimeter, the starting perimeter receiver, I don't think he's on the roster right now. I think they're going to have to pick a guy out, or they're going to have to draft one. I don't think that guy's on the roster, because when I look at Jordy Nelson, he's more of a slot receiver. He can play that kind of tight end role, who can patrol the middle of the field. He's got tremendous body control. He's got enough. He's like a fast tight end. He can do that kind of stuff. But they really need another tight end who can catch the ball through.
The offensive line, how much do you want to see Jari Evans come back?
You know, he started to wear down towards the end of the season. And I think if the Packers were in the playoffs, I think the last couple of games he's out there. Maybe not against the Vikings, but for surely against the Lions. I happen to think he was a great stopgap guard. I think he did a lot of things that shows. I mean, he's a vet, so he did a lot of cagey stuff. I thought the run game was pretty good. He obviously doesn't have the recovery speed that he had in the past. You know, that second step just was a little a tick slow. Compared to, I mean, for most guards, that's pretty good. But, I mean, for Jari Evans, it wasn't Jari Evans good. I'm not sure. That's a great question because I think you can slide McCray down there and he can do as good. McCray out on the tackle spot, he saw it against Detroit. You know, he really struggled there against the Vikings at the end of the season when it was cold and it was a hard track and speed wasn't, you know, was nullified because of the weather. You know, he hung his own. I mean, he was okay there. But I think, you know, the early part of the season when it's warm and they're playing on fast tracks, I think it's putting them out there at right tackle is going to expose them. So, you know, they got to get either Spriggs is going to have to somehow miraculously decide, you know, figure out how he's going to get some recovery speed after his initial step. And then maybe Kyle Murphy. I mean, he's got some big long arms. They're going to have to draft one probably pretty high.
Good stuff, man. We will chat again soon. I'm sure you're going to be listening. We have Mark Murphy coming up in about 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah, we'll be listening to that for sure.
No doubt. There you go. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
He drops off. You get on board, 855-830-8648. But that's our good buddy, Eric Brancheck of the Green Bay Press Gazette. If you got a question for Mark Murphy, maybe you can shoot it to us via Twitter. And if we get around to it or if it's pertinent, try to ask that question as quickly as possible. But nevertheless, Mark Murphy in about 45 minutes, Packers president, making all the changes in the front office. We'll get into that discussion coming up. Again, he joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.